Cuba is warning international airlines that jet fuel will no longer be available on the island starting today. It's the latest sign of worsening conditions as the U.S. is cutting off the communist-run nation's oil supply. NTD's international correspondent Arian Pazdar.
Cuba is issuing a notice to airlines saying jet fuel is no longer available on the island. The nation is implementing a fuel rationing plan as the U.S. is cutting off the communist-run nation's oil supply.
Urgent measures must be taken because people who are going to travel far away, if there is no fuel, I don't know if their flights will be canceled.
Cuba has historically relied on Venezuela to provide most of its jet fuel, but the nation has not received any oil from its top ally since mid-December, when the U.S. moved to block the South American nation's exports. In late January, President Trump signed an executive order to impose a tariff on countries that sell or provide oil to Cuba. On Monday, Mexican President Claudia Sheinbaum confirmed that oil shipments from Mexico to Cuba have been halted. But she says Mexico still seeks to support the people of Cuba. Two vessels carrying around 800 tons of humanitarian aid departed Mexico on Sunday to support the island.
We're going to help the people of Cuba, as we've always helped at any time peoples who need it. And now food was sent mainly, and more is going to be sent.
The fuel shortage is strongly affecting everyday life in Cuba. Congresswoman Maria Salazar warns, do not travel to Cuba. There is no electricity, no food and no medicine, only blackouts, hunger and repression. Don't risk your safety. A regime in its final hours is unpredictable and dangerous.